Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, taking a look back at their first year at the new regional center, and talking about their upcoming summer camp.
The first year at the new Washington Regional Center here for Kirkwood has wrapped up. Can you let our listeners know how that first year went at the new center?
Sure. We were really pleasantly surprised with how smoothly everything went this first year in the building and this first year offering some additional concurrent credit academy programming to our students. You know, we had been planning for quite a while for this to take place, and it's always nice when everything works as smoothly as we hope for, and the students really seem to enjoy the experiences.
And did you see an increase in student enrollment with the new center?
Yeah, we in the fall of 2014, so this previous fall, we had about 166 high school students taking concurrent credit classes. And then we saw that number bump even a little bit for the following spring term, our spring of 2015. We had about 178 high school students. And then now we have actually dramatically seen an increase for our upcoming fall of 2015 term. Right now, we have about 266 students that are saying that they're committed to the experience. So that's from 1 year, about a 100-student jump in enrollment.
And outside of the high school students, are you anticipating seeing more traditional students?
We are. We've been kind of pleasantly surprised with the upward trend of our numbers. For instance, right now, this is our summer term that's just getting started. We have two additional start dates yet this summer, but we're already seeing for our summer term alone a 37% increase in students and about a 27% increase in credit hours registered for. And we think those numbers will kind of trend into the fall term as well for an increase.
And going back to the high school students, are there certain academies where you see more students enrolled than others?
We do. We have, it's a little bit, maybe half and half, most half the students kind of looking towards that arts and science side where they want to take transfer level classes to, you know, transfer on to a four-year university to get their bachelor's degree. But we have strong CTE enrollment numbers also, our career and technical education side, where the students are looking to enroll in a hands-on academy experience and, you know, using that as a way to explore for a career or potentially gain industry-recognized skill or credential to enter the workforce.
And then for those students who are in the community, maybe considering going back to school, is now the time to sign up for fall classes?
Yes, we are offering orientation sessions throughout the summer in which we'll meet with new students to talk about their career choice plans, talk about available resources that are available to students. We can help with scholarships, financial aid, and then get the students registered now for our upcoming fall term that begins August 24th.
And then also something new to the Washington area is your summer camp program for younger students. Can you tell our listeners about this?
Yes, this summer we'll be offering for the first time in Washington County our Kirkwood for Kids Summer Youth Camp programming. This is a fun 4-day camp experience for students that are currently in grades 1st through 8th. The camp will take place 9 until noon, June 22nd through the 25th. So being our first year programming this camp, we really didn't know what to expect for numbers. But our numbers have completely surpassed any expectations we may have had. It's very exciting, but we right now have over 160 area students signed up to take a fun educational summer camp program this summer.
And with over 160 students, do you have extra staff on board?
We are in desperate need of volunteers. To coordinate a camp of this size and having that many students in our building at the same time, and with such a, you know, it's a pretty big range in age from first grade to eighth grade. We are looking for volunteers to assist with that camp all 4 days from 9 until noon. Definitely will need additional help beyond the staffing that we already have here at the Regional Center.
And would these volunteer opportunities be open to some of the high school students?
Yes, we've put out some emails to our high school partners. If any high school students were needing to complete some volunteer hours for, you know, like Silver Cord or any sort of volunteer programs at their high school, this would be a great fit. Any community members that might be interested. I think the volunteer jobs will be fun. You know, we're not going to ask anything too crazy of our volunteers. Really, we just need staff in the building to help assist the students to the room so they know, you know, where the room location is, We are providing transportation for our campers, so we need a big part of the day, as well as just making sure that all the students are getting here, getting them to their right camp, and when they're leaving for the day that they're getting onto the correct bus to take them back to their, you know, their pre-approved location, or if they have a parent or guardian picking them up, we just need to be checking to make sure that's an approved person to pick up a student as well.
And if somebody's interested in volunteering, how do they sign up?
They can call or email me directly. The center's number here is 653-4655, and then my email is simply my name, tara.pickens@kirkwood.edu, and Tara is spelled T-E-R-A.
And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to share?
Just hoping that we get some good feedback from the community for these volunteers. This is definitely going to be a large-scale effort that we will not be able to do on our own.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.